Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Fiona. What can I assist you with today?
Thank you. I called about 20 minutes ago about a charge. Mm-hmm. I was charged $7.95 last month. It was supposed to be $1.25, and then another 50 some a few days later for no reason. And the girl gave me a number to call to have it looked up, and it was a complete different company by the name of Evo Trainer. Mm-hmm. And they had no idea what I was talking about. So I called you guys back. This is the number that's on my credit card statement.
Okay. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
44310.
Okay. Who would I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Charles Todd Belcher.
Okay. Give me one second.
Sure.
And how much did you say the charge was for?
The first one was $7.95.
Mm-hmm. Charles. And can you spell your last name again? I'm sorry.
That's okay. B as in boy, E-L-C-H-E-R.
Okay, so B-E-L-C-H-E-R and then Charles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can you verify your shipping address, please?
515 Schiller Avenue, Apartment 3, Akron, Ohio.
Okay, give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be a different address?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. I'm going to search the other databases for you because I do want to help you since you've already gone around the world. And then what was the product you paid the $7 for?
Well, they said, but first of all, is this company Fast Results?
So we're a third party call center that handles accounts for the online vendors. But you said $7 charge is familiar, but do you know the product or
well,
what
they
gadget
said
it was?
They said it was a wall from Walmart closeout, and it was some kind of a KitchenAid mixer for $1.25. And I thought, okay, what's going on here? So I thought, for $1.25, let's see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered it, and it came off my card as $7.95. And I tried to call back to see why, and the number, I couldn't get through. So a couple days later, I called my credit card, and it was charged $50-something dollars.
Yeah, okay, so the number you called, this is the number that they gave you?
This number that I called to get you is the number that's on my credit card. It says Fast Results and then this number.
So, yeah, California. That charge you're speaking of is something that we service. You just didn't call the right number for it. Give me one. And the number she gave you was not that either. Give me one second if I can just try to pull up that website. And sir, I'm still here. I'm just looking for it.
Oh, that's okay. Take your time. That's all right.
So basically, the charge receipt is something that we service, but the number you called, so okay, there's different numbers for different like vendors and different charges, and mm-hmm. so the number you called is not the right one.
Okay.
And you said this number was on, this is number either your bank gave you or was on your account, like next to the charge.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is the only number you see. Okay. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
I'm trying to find a way for you to get that number because I don't have the number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't find it either. I need to get a hold of them to find out, you know, because it's obviously some kind of a scam.
So I, and it is, you probably would get the same call center, or you may even get the same person, but it would just be a different number. Give me 1 second. I'm going to speak to my supervisor, see what I can do for you today.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, I've tried to look in the account. I talked to my supervisor, see if she can find it. Because you do have the wrong number. So, I would say you can either contact your bank again because they should have the right number next to it or a different number that you can try to contact.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I did try
That's
to look
okay.
for you.
That's okay. I can't believe it. It's they tried to charge me again 3 days later for 50-some. So, I had to cancel my card and everything.
Yeah, you just have to call that number to cancel that account.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do. It's just I can't assist you because I don't have that number in the account pulled up.
Yeah, it's okay. I want to thank you for your hard work in helping me. I really appreciate it. It was very
nice.
Thank
you.
All right, well, thank you, and you have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Thank you for calling customer service, sir. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.